The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, let's go! Booty, booty, it's time to get this party started. Booty, booty, it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jim, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is booty, booty. It's time to get this party started tonight.
And that's Craig Forrester, former Vancouverite, and played a few games in Canada as well over the years.
Yeah, nice to meet you all.
All right, let's get going. All right, 3, 2, and 1. It's Footy Prime. This Friday, big game coming up, fellas. Massive game. One of the biggest games in recent memory, actually. Vancouver Whitecaps. Are they favourites? I don't think they are favourites. They should be. It's LAFC. Massive match coming up. But we're going to get to that. But beforehand, I do want to talk about what happened earlier this week. And we've got a pretty good guest to talk about both things. Ryan Gold. Right? He's a bit of a legend now in Vancouver football circles. What he's doing with his career with the Whitecaps. He joins us now. Ryan, we'll get to the Caps, mainly the Caps, I promise. But Scotland, was there ever any doubt?
I think from quite a few people, yeah. But the, you know, the results kind of went our way in the first round of games this break. You know, not getting a win in getting a point in Greece, but. You know, Belarus holding Denmark, doing us a big favour, and then it was an incredible performance against Denmark to put us in. So, yeah, I'm sure the whole country was going a bit mental.
Did you watch the game, Ryan?
In and out. You know, we were training, so I missed the majority of the first half, and then I caught the good part. I caught the last 15 minutes. the bit we all wanted to see. Managed to catch that. So, yeah, it was brilliant.
I mean, it's all very well qualifying the way you guys did, but to do it with those goals and the quality of those goals, Scott McTominay, if he wasn't a legend already, I mean, that was maybe the best bicycle I think I've ever seen. It was perfect.
Oh, it was ridiculous. And when you see there's a photo of... you know, when he makes a contact with the ball and just how high up his leg gets is ridiculous. Yeah. I'm sure like everyone in Scotland will remember that goal for years and years. But yeah, then like you said, it was Tierney's finish as well and McLean from halfway. So it was a good game. It's one that will definitely be remembered.
Yeah, it was pretty special. So you got to get healthy now. Obviously, the World Cup's a while away still. You're getting healthy. Number one, how are you feeling right now? It's been a massive break between the last match and this match coming up this weekend. Do you remember how to play football?
I think so. I'm feeling good. It's been a packed schedule. Obviously, I missed the majority of it, but for all the team, it's been a packed schedule the whole season. So just to have this downtime to kind of refresh before such a big game, you know, hopefully it comes in handy. And yeah, we'll have the international boys back today as well. So there's no excuses for fatigue or anything. Everyone will be fresh mentally and physically. So everyone's just looking forward to it.
You know, injuries we know are part and parcel of, you know, our profession, and you know, dealing with that can be difficult. How did you deal with that long spell of just, you know, not getting healthy, time, everybody asking you questions about when you're going to come back? Like, how are you mentally yourself, and how did you deal with that over the months?
Yeah, obviously it was hard for me because that's the longest and I think 14 years now I've played professional, and that's the longest I've been out by a long way. So that was obviously not fun, not great to deal with. But at the same time, like I said to myself, you know, if you get down in the dumps or whatever, like it's not helping anyone. It's not that's not beneficial. So I just tried to keep in good spirits and just accept that. You know, when the knee feels better, it feels better, and I'll be good to go. And I've said it before. It was helpful that the boys were doing so well during that time, because you know what it's like if you're not winning games, if you're playing poorly, like this could become like a dark place. But everyone was in great spirits all the time. Everyone was buzzing around the changing room, and it was just happy to be around it, I guess.
It's a blast when you're winning, right, Ryan?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's a lot easier, right?
Yeah, much.
I was going to ask, you know, all of a sudden, LAFC, geez, I'm not great sometimes. LAFC is on Saturday, and they've become a playoff nemesis. All of a sudden, Thomas Mueller, Ryan Gold, Brian White are all back. Are you like, how's that going to feel? And this is probably something you've been looking forward to all year.
Yeah, there's quite a few things thrown in there.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was about 19 questions.
No, I mean, like, there's a few things you said there that is to look forward to. Obviously, getting to be like me personally being fit for the playoffs was when we weren't sure if it was going to happen. I'm obviously delighted with that. And it's such a big game against a team we've struggled against in the playoffs in the past. And me and Brian were talking about it the other day. The last time me and him played together was the game I got injured. So we're both looking forward to getting minutes with each other again. And we're just looking to obviously change what happened the last couple of years in the playoffs. And I think since then both sides have really changed. We've changed a lot our game under Jesper, and LAFC have kind of moved things about since Sun arrived. So it's definitely gonna be an exciting game for the neutral, and hopefully we make it exciting for the number of fans that are going to be there for us.
Sold out.
53,000, right? I think it is what they said. Yeah. That's amazing. That
against Miami.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. So I mean, listen, you're out for a long time, but you're watching the games. Was there a perspective on the team that perhaps you've now garnered watching them for a few months from the sidelines that perhaps you didn't fully appreciate when you're that close to the team playing each week?
Since coming back, what I've noticed is even in training, you know, the intensity that we train at, the speed of the play, those are the main things that stick out to me as like, oh, that's a wake up. Like I need to get going again, because of how well the boys have been doing. And that does come down to the training and the effort everyone's putting in. And I think that shows when we go into games that we're a lot of games we've played that an intensity that other teams have struggled to match.
Does that intensity put you in a position where you feel confident that you could actually go 90 minutes? Or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, fitness-wise, I feel good. I've got no expectations. I've said since coming back, look, the boys have been incredible all year, and the boys up top have been setting up goals, scoring goals, creating chances. And I've said since coming back, you know, I've just got to obviously work as hard as I can to get my fitness back up and to get back to the level I want to be at, and then make sure I'm ready to do whatever I'm asked to do, whether it's, like you said, playing 90 or whether it's come on and just help see out a result for 10 minutes. I've just got to make sure that I'm ready for that. And yeah, physically I feel good. So, I'll just make sure that I'm ready for whatever comes this weekend.
Just after Thomas arrived, we had your gaffer on the show. And we were asking him, like, so where does Ryan fit in here? You know, you got Thomas now, you got this such a strong attack midfield. Where does Ryan fit in? And he goes, don't worry about it, boys. Ryan's going to fit in just fine. was there a time, though, during that, you know, period when you weren't playing and you're seeing Thomas coming in and you're seeing the way the team's playing as a whole, and how well they're playing. Think, man, like, where do I fit here? I can understand a footballer, a professional athlete, getting in his own head sometimes and not seeing clearly.
I can see where I fit in, but a part of me was also like, I'm not getting in the way the boys have been playing. Like, if put yourself in the boys' shoes that have been playing every minute and playing really well, if you're all of a sudden out of the team, like, you'd be saying, like, what the hell, what's going on? So, like I said, I've just got to make sure that I'm ready physically, which I feel like I am. And then, you know, when I'm asked to do whatever it is, I'll be ready. So will the other boys. I think that's what we've got good here, is a great team chemistry, and everyone's ready to fight for each other. Everyone's ready to do the dirty work and do what's asked. So I think that's what puts us in a really good position just now.
Do you feel 100% confident with the injury now, and that you can go out there with confidence and not think about it?
Yeah. I think my knee feels really good, but the first couple of games back, you know, it's in the back of your head a wee bit. You don't want to do anything stupid just to, like, make anything come back. But with the more games I've played, I've felt better and better. And with this, the last, what, 2-3 weeks, I've had to try and build up fitness. So it's not like I'm going onto the pitch with any reservations or anything.
What's that look like, building up fitness, Ryan? Like, what are you doing specifically to get there?
So a lot of it was just on the pitch, you know, like shuttle runs and the long boring jogging stuff, and then some work on the bike when I come back in as well. So the guys upstairs put together a good plan for me to get me in a good position, and just had to make sure I didn't cheat myself out of any minutes on the bike, as boring as it gets.
and just so you know, I want you to do something. I don't want you to get hurt, but I want you to try something stupid out there. I want a worldy bicycle kick, so then we can go about doing all the Vancouver Whitecap stuff for you.
I'm not getting my leg as high as my
don't try that.
I'm challenging you, is my point. Some guy on the internet's challenging you.
Don't listen to Dan. No. I know you're not. But don't listen to Dan. He's renowned for giving terrible advice to people.
True.
Tell us about it. So Thomas comes in, and he seems to have really adapted to life in Vancouver so well. He gets it, right? He gets what it takes. Yeah, yeah. You yourself, anyone I speak to in Vancouver in the sporting scene, say how you've become part of the furniture in Vancouver sporting circles, and how you love it there. And listen, there was a time there, not so many months ago, that we were trying to figure out how you would qualify for becoming Canadian. It didn't work out, but, you know, it's great that you got capped by Scotland. But, I mean, this German superstar comes in. He's just adapted to life there. It doesn't always happen for DPs in this league, right? They're not always so open. How has he changed the mentality in that room? Or has he just fit in as one of the guys?
Yeah, in the changing room, he's fitted in as one of the guys. He's just another one of the boys. And he's an outgoing person. So, you know, whether he'd done what he's done or you know, came from nowhere, the same person that he is would get on with everyone, if that makes sense. Like, the way he just goes about his day, he has a laugh with everyone. He's just, yeah, a great guy around the building. But I think, obviously, in games we've seen, you know, what he gives us and what he can bring is a different level. But what he's given us around the training pitch, with, like, helping with little adjustments, like going around people individually, talking how we can do things better and how we can make things work to the next level, has been brilliant. And you know, when he was first coming in, I was thinking, oh, he's going to be brilliant, like, for the young boys to see what a top professional looks like. But I mean, it's been great even for me as one of the older guys in the team to see how he goes about his work. So, I think since day one, he's he's been great. He's fitted in, and yeah, hopefully he can be the be a piece that helps, you know, move us on over the line.
You mentioned they're the young players, and we have we had Ali Ahmed on this show a while back. He's a friend of the show now. We're big fans of Ali. He's fantastic. His game has grown so much.
For people listening, there was a wry grin as soon as from Ryan as soon as Sharms mentioned Ali.
Well, Ali, he's so likable, right? But he's got that element of tenacity in his game that I don't think people appreciate quite enough. And we saw it with Canada, obviously, last week. But
yeah, I think he's added that side, especially since going into the Canada team. I think you see there's an extra little like grit between his teeth to hold down his position, and I think he's been brilliant for us this year. And actually, he had that injury to his ankle in the summer, and especially since coming back from that, I think he's took his game to a whole different level. You know, one of the most important players for us, and what he brings, it's hard for anyone to replicate. You know what he can give, and yeah, even out in training, he's trying to double up against them. He's quite annoying. Try and pin down. So he's been great, and it's great to see him as well getting the recognition with Canada and really kind of holding down that left side.
Yeah, like I said, we're huge fans here. All right, almost out of time here, Ryan, but I know Dan has a little segment he does with new faces to the podcast, a little rapid fire segment. Well, I'm going to take it away.
Don't think too much, Ryan. It's all in fun. But welcome, Ryan Gauld, and thanks for playing Get to Know Me on Footy Prime. Do you have a nickname?
Goldie.
You have to DJ for a family party. What do you play to get the people dancing? Family party.
Oasis.
Huh?
No. Deacon Blue.
Okay. Deacon Blue.
Whoa. Nice.
Scottish legends. There you go.
Yes.
Sharms just went to Oasis in Toronto last time they were here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Like, if you get a chance, they're as good as ever. Better, maybe. Amazing. Yeah.
That's class.
You're in a Marvel movie playing a villain, and you have to gain 80 pounds. What's your go-to junk food to hit your contracted weight?
Beef burgers.
A hamburger?
Just like stack them.
No bread.
If you weren't playing football, what sport would you be playing professionally?
Oh, golf, really. But I would need a lot of practice. Like, a lot of practice.
Love that.
Yeah, Craig played, 19 years in the Prem, 50 caps or more than that. I don't know how many caps he had for Canada, but we golf 57. We golf as much as we can in the summer, and we just love it.
Yeah.
You need to trying to get Sharms playing. Sharms playing.
I'm shite. Yeah.
Shite. What was your favorite club growing up and why?
Dundee United, because I played for them, and they done a thing where each player would get a ticket to watch the home, like each player in the youth teams would get a ticket to watch the games on the weekend. So that's, if I was going to go and watch a game more often than not, it was Dundee United.
You get to meet your sports hero. Who is it?
My sports hero? Right now I'd love to meet Tom Brady.
He's a winner.
Cool guy, yeah. Winner. Yeah.
Supermodel.
Not anymore.
Ted 2. He was in Ted 2, the movie with the teddy bear. Yeah, you got to watch that.
Yeah. He's at Brummie now, isn't he?
Who's he with?
Brummie. He's at Birmingham. He is.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have a week off. Where are you vacationing?
Hawaii.
Oh, I want to go to Hawaii.
Mm.
Food you miss most from Scotland?
Oh, haggis.
Come on.
Really?
Yeah. I'd even put a haggis patty on top of the burgers, you said.
Oh, now we're talking. For the aromatics.
Yeah.
Potato chips or crisps? What do you call them?
Crisps.
Nice. Ryan Gall, thanks for playing. Get to know me on Footy Prime.
And you know what? We've done almost 1,000 episodes of this podcast, almost 1,000, and never, ever has Deacon Blue been mentioned. So
that's true.
That's amazing. You know, yeah. I think Stevie Caldwell's a Deacon Blue fan, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to have to look up Deacon Blue, Ryan, now.
Like, family party, that's what we get.
Yeah.
Is it a sing-along? Is it one of those sing-alongs that you, like, you play and everyone dances and sings yeah, yeah. to it?
I'd imagine it would be.
Have you tried playing Deacon Blue in the room before a game?
No, I've not. But a few of the boys were over for my wedding at the end of last year. And obviously we had Loch Lomond at the end. And so that gets played in the gym now and again just to...
Okay, all right, nice. Nice. Ryan, listen, mate, thanks so much. Really enjoyed this. This is great. We're so happy to see you back on the pitch, finally. Yeah. And we look forward to what should be a brilliant weekend for Vancouver and the Whitecaps. And what a year it's been. So congratulations on that. And hope to chat to you real soon, maybe as an MLS Cup champion. Not going to put you on the spot right now, but you never know.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Ryan. Day. Brilliant.
Cheers.
That is Ryan Gould of the Vancouver Whitecaps. Yeah, we're so happy to see him there. It's great that he's back. And I'm just beside myself with glee that Deacon Blue was mentioned. Wongo, we've got to play a Deacon Blue song. Even like just like 10 seconds. Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do like 7 seconds worth on the way out.
Okay, let me stick it on Spotify here. Okay. We'll find the... Can't believe it. I did not expect to be doing this.
That's back in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, totally, right?
I have no... You know that I love music and would... I've never heard of Deacon Blue. And right. If I hear this song, will I know who it is, Sharms?
Yes, I think you... Well, you'll know the song, I think.
Yeah, you have got an insane memory for music. So
you do.
This is the most downloaded song of theirs, Dignity. Let's see.
Play us out, Sharms. Play us out. Listen, subscribe, comment. Listen, subscribe, comment. It's not coming up to the... We can't hear it.
Can't hear it. This man Ali walks up our
street. He's a worker for the council. It's been 20 years. Does it kick in or anything?
Takes no oh, yeah. With nobody and litter off the gutter. Puts it in the bag.
And thinks to mutter. And he passes lunch and stuff. We really can't.
Any
hear
more
it.
Than that, we're going to get nailed for trademark. Yeah, probably, but we may do anyway. But yeah, that's wicked. So our thanks to Ryan Gould, and yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
big weekend for the Caps. Weekend. We're back on Monday.
9:30 kickoff Eastern time. LAFC. If you have Apple, it's no longer behind a paywall. It's just you just have to get Apple. So and if you can put on the local feed to listen to our friends Asa and Colin. Who will you'll probably hear from them in a couple of days too.
Well, you will have heard them last night. Yes.
So watch that podcast.
Watch that for your backdrop to this weekend's game.
That's right.
All right. One of these days we're gonna get Thomas Muller on the show, by the way. All these teammates he's spoken to and his coach just speak so highly of him. Mm-hmm. We wanna judge him for ourselves.
Well, that's what we do on Footy Prime. We judge harshly.
We'll bring out any negativity within you.
That's right.
We'll display that. Okay. All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that. Until next time. Bye.
Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @footy_prime and on Instagram @footyprimeig. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.